Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a beautiful tradition. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our condolences to our listeners on this most grave and sad day, which is the martyrdom of the sixth Imam of the family of the household of the Prophet, Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith and tradition, which has been narrated from one of the rawis and transmitters of hadith, Muhammad ibn Ziyad al-Azudi, regarding the character and nobility of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Muhammad ibn Ziyad al-Azudi narrates the following. I heard Malik ibn Anas, the jurist of Medina, say the following. I used to go to visit Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam. Malik ibn Anas, the famous jurist of Medina, he says, I would go visit Imam Sadiq, and he would place a cushion for me and respect me, right? Wouldn't allow me to rest my back on the door, rather. He'd place a cushion behind my back so that, you know, my back wouldn't hurt out of respect for me. In continuation, Malik ibn Anas says, Imam Sadiq would tell me the following, Malik, indeed I like you. Inni uhibbuk, I love you or I like you. Malik says, I would be pleased with this comment and would praise Allah for it. I would become happy at this and I would praise Allah and thank Allah that, you know, Imam Sadiq loved me. Malik continues and says the following about the character and the nobility and the good traits of Imam Sadiq. He was a man always disposed to one of three states. Meaning, whenever I saw him in one of three situations, in one of three states. Either he was in a state of fasting, or he was praying, you know, performing the salat, or engaged in Allah's remembrance, imma sa'iman wa imma qa'iman wa imma dhakiran. I never saw him outside of any of these three states. Of course, this doesn't mean that, he might have been in a state in which all of these were combined together. Obviously, because, you know, praying we are also remembering God. Or he could have been praying while he was fasting as well. But the point of the hadith is that the Imam wasn't in a state in which he was not doing any one of these three things. In continuation, he says, he was amongst the greatest worshippers, the greatest of abstemious people who fear Allah, right? You know, one of the greatest zuhad or abstemious people who feared Allah. He narrated many prophetic traditions, right? He narrated many traditions and hadiths from the Holy Prophet, was sociable and friendly to sit with, right? He would, you know, when we sat with him, he was very friendly and nice to us, and had much for us to benefit from, kathirul fawaid, meaning the benefits that we obtained from him, the lessons we learned from him were much. This was the character and nobility of Imam Sadiq, whose martyrdom is today, in the words of Malik ibn Anas. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the character of Imam Sadiq in the words of Malik ibn Anas. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.